Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza daf Lamed Zayin, and we are continuing here the fourth perek. We are on Lamed Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar, but we're continuing and discussing the Mishnah relating to Eitzim. So the Mishnah said that one is allowed to gather certain types of wood as long as it's clear that it hasn't, and it's been designated as not muksas. The Mishnah had said you could gather eitzim, wood, from a field as long as it's gathered together, it's a mechunas, and a karpef, which is an enclosed area, so then even if it is mefuzar. So now we're in the middle, we're discussing that the Tosefta has different versions. The Tosefta says, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, Beisham Beis Hillel didn't argue about cases in the Mishnah, but the eitzim that are mechunas in a field and mefuzar in a karpev. The machlokas is, if they're mefuzar in a sada, which is exactly what was the diak from our Mishnah, and we said according to that version, it seems like the Mishnah is reflecting the shita of Beis Shammai, not the shita of Beis Hillel, but that was one version of Ablazar Reb Shimon. I'm Rabbi Nasan, but Rabbi Nasan, that's what we're up to now. I'm Rabbi Nasan, modin Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. Again, a different version of the machlokas. Modin b'shamay b'beis hillel shemivian eitzim and amuchunasim sheba sadeh and amuchunasim sheba karfif. Again, b'shamay agrees to b'beis hillel that you could bring, and it's not muksa, eitzim that are mechunas in a field and mechunas in a karpef. This is more chumra than the version of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said a karpef even mefuzar. But everybody agrees, well, we'll see. Let's just finish reading it. So everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Nasan, that if it's mechunat, if it's gathered together, wherever it is, you're allowed to take it. The machlokas is mefuzar in a karpev, which is the case that's mentioned in our Mishnah. Beis Shammai says, usher in that case of the matir. So according to this version, our Mishnah reflects the shita of Beis Hillel. Our Mishnah reflects the shita of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel matirin. That's Rabbi Nassan's version. According to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon's version, our Mishnah reflected the Shita Beis Shammai. But according to this version, it reflects the Shita Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yosa b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Chanina matuba b'shem Rav, halacha kedivrei mishehu machmir. The halacha is like the machmir one. Who's the machmir one? Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan, the second version, because there he says, everybody agrees by mechunas. Right? According to the earlier version, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, agrees if it's not in Mechunas. But he agrees to Rabbi Nasan. Ubevam and Amufazar and Shabakarpef. As everybody, the halacha is like the one that's Machmir, as long as, Mufad, as long as in a Karpef, Mufuzar in a Karpef is going to be allowed, but not Mufuzar in a Sadeh. A Karpef, remember, is the enclosed area, so that's what would be allowed. Even though our Gemara says the halacha is like the one that's Machmir, we hold like the Bavli, who says the halacha is like even more machmir, meaning the machlo, the only time that what's allowed is mechunas shebakarpef, right, which is what's more chamor than what's mentioned in our Mishnah, right, and that's what's mentioned in the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's like the Bavli, and that is only what is mechunas in Tav Kuf Aleph. In Tav Kuf Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Hilchos Yantif. Again, the title of that siman is Eitzim HaAsurim VaHamutarim BiYatim. Why wood, right? It was a very lamaisa in the days of old. What type of wood is mutar and asur on yatif? So the Shulchan Aruch there says in Sif Gimel, Ein mevien Eitzim and Asada, one is not allowed to bring in wood from the field, afilum hayu mechunas in Shami Be'erev. Right? You can't bring Eitzim from a field, even if it's mechunas, even if it's gathered together, right? Which is against our Mishnah. We're more machmer than our Mishnah. But you are allowed to bring only umavien mea mechunasin sheberushus hayachid. Via filu haisu mukefesh lo l'shem dira. As long as it's surrounded, a karpef, so then you're allowed to bring from there. Ubavad shiyah sham mizgeres, as long as there's a fence, v'tiyah b'toch tchum Shabbos, and it's within tchum Shabbos. Vim chisar achas mikol el. If you're missing any of these conditions, then you're not allowed to take it. That is muksa. What are these conditions? The Mishnah Berurah explains. If it's not mechunas, if it's not surrounded by a field, or if it's outside the tchum, any of those, any one of those lacking, that is muksa, and you wouldn't, one wouldn't be able to take it from there. Good. So that is the, again, our Gemara quotes a certain chumra, but we hold that even more of a chumra. Good. Says the Gemara. Michlefa shitasi Reb Yehuda. The Mishnah in Erevin seems to be against the Mishnah here. Because what did our Mishnah say here, the Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda held that, you're allowed to take it, minakarpef, only if it's samach le'ir. right? What is the definition of a carpet? If it's close to the city, if it's close to the city, then that is not muksa. So the Gemara says, Michal Vashitasi Rabbi Yehuda. That seems to be against a different Rabbi Yehuda. Did Tanin and Taman, because the Mishnah says they are an Erevin. If you remember in Erevin, the Mishnah discussed the concept of a karpef shlo hukaf ladira. Remember the, if something, midaraisa, if you have an area that is surrounded by a fence, doesn't matter how big it is, it's a huge area surrounded by a fence, that's a rishos yachid daraisa. It's a rishos yachid. But Chazal said, you know what? If it's very big and it's not residential, so that could be mixed up with a rishos harabim. So that's what Chazal said. If you have a large area, even though it is enclosed, then it's a rishos yachid daraisa. If it's large and it's not residential, so then that's, there's an issa d'rabbanan to carry within it and in and out of it. So Rabbi Yehuda there says, well, what makes something residential? So Rabbi Yehuda said, akula. Rabbi Yehuda omer, afilu ein ba'ela bor v'shiach u'ma'ara. Even if the karpef only has a bar, it has a ditch to catch rainwater. It has a mara, it has a cave that it's possible to live in. If you have any of these, matatla masocha. Then that's called hukaf ladira. That's called that's residential. But that's even if it's very far from the city. So that's the stira. V'hachu amar hachin, over here, Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the definition of a karpef that you're allowed to take wood from as long as it's close to the city? Over there, he's the mayor of In says, even if it's very far from the city, it's allowed as long as it has one of these items in it. The pit, the ditch, the ma'ara. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? So answers the Gemara. What's the answer? The answer is, don't compare the halachic contexts. Over here, what are we talking about? What's muksa, what's not muksa? That's different than what's called a karpef shehukaf lo hukaf ladira. Even if you want to say something very far out is considered residential, that doesn't mean it's not going to be muksa. If it's far out, so Rabbi Yehuda would say, it's still muksa. Even though it's for hilchas erevin, it's called hukaf ladira. So don't compare the two. The two contexts, right? That's what the Karbat Eda says. Mihu kabeis dira avalei Rabbi Yehuda, umihu ein daito aleha, kol she'ena samucha la'ir. Even if it's considered beis dira, it's called muksa. His das is not on it, if it is far. He gives another pshat, but he likes that idea. The sugi of karbev shluka fladira, we discussed this at length in Meseches Erevin, is very halacha l'maisa, meaning a karpev, a karpev shluka fladira could ruin an erev. Right, because that is not called residential. If it's within an Erev, it's a problem unless it's separated. Like, let's say sometimes you have, some type of area within a city that's not considered residential. Or if you have a forest that it's heavily wooded and nobody lives there and it's just wild animals there. So that could ruin the Erev if it's big and it's not residential. So one would need to separate, let's say put a string and put the, or fence something around that area to separate it from the Erev. But there are cases and places within a city that is up for much discussion. What about, if you look in Rabbi Jachter's Sefer on Erevin, where he talks about karpef and bodies of water. So he says, what if you have a lake that's there for aesthetic purposes? So if it's a lake that people swim in and people go boating in, that's hukaf ladira. That's called residential. People are there. What if nobody goes swimming, but it's there, l'shem the people? A lake that is not used for fishing or boating, yet serves to beautify the scenery of the locale. So what is that? So that's a discussion in the poskim. So he quotes from Rav Heinemann. Rav Heinemann quoted Rav Moshe that a body of water's aesthetic qualities does not remove it from the status of karpef. And that's also quoted in the Devar Chaim and the Chuvah Shaul Umeshiv. But he says many numerous great poskim, such as Imre Yosher, Meir Arik, the Nazira Shimshon, disagree. In fact, the Chuvah Chalkas Yaakov, or Yaakov Reich, Switzerland, writes that the consensus of Achronim adopts the lenient view regarding this matter. So if there is a lake, a body of water within a city that's there for aesthetic purposes, that's called chelik from their living, and therefore that's called residence. In practice, he writes, numerous prominent pre-war communities in Europe adopted the lenient approach of this issue. Malami Lahoel, Rav David C. Hoffman records the adoption of the lenient practice in Krakow, Lomja, Fulda, Chalkas Yaakov. The lenient practice was in Warsaw, Mannheim, Antwerp, and many others. It's important to know that the idea that a planted section that serves to beautify the area is considered part of the dira and not karpef also is in the Meiri. If you have a an area of flowers and beauty. That's in the Miri. This is quite noteworthy as the agreement of a Rishon to one side. Again, if you have something that you don't live in, but it's there for aesthetic purposes, whether it's a lake, whether it's a flower bed, so it's in the Miri. However, the Miri's commentary, as we know, doesn't have as much halachic weight as others. It was out of the Mesorah. The Chazon Ish famously claims that it does not enjoy much halachic weight since it was not part of the Mesorah for many centuries. But the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Avadia, frequently quote the Miri. But again, that's relating to the karpaves, and he says many poskim rely on it if it is there for aesthetic purposes, especially because if it makes or breaks the Erev, people who want to be Shomer Shabbos, this could be a deciding factor. It's interesting, he says in this also later in the paragraph, he says, what about a golf course or a cemetery? A golf course or a cemetery? Because a golf course often has sand traps and other hazards. So that Rav Heinemann, he quotes this in this shir, does not constitute karpiof, despite the fact that they are unused land. Since the hazards are part of the game of golf, it is considered to be a useful portion of the golf course and therefore part of the dira, even though nobody really wants to use that part of the, I've never gone golfing, but nobody wants to use that. And he also quotes, what about a cemetery? That's a discussion in the post game. Rav Yashiv rules leniently because people visit cemeteries, and therefore that's called dira. Rav Heinemann, though, quotes from Rav Moshe that he didn't think a cemetery was part of the dira, and a number of communities tried to exclude. A lot of cemeteries have a fence around them anyway. But again, this is the some ideas about karpef. But that's what our Gemara says, that there's a difference, though, between the rules of karpef. Something might be royal adira, even if it's far out, but it still might be muksa. So you can't compare the two cases, says the Gemara. Okay, we continue. Next Mishnah. Ein mevakin eitzim min hakoros. One is not allowed to chop wood from beams. So this does not mean, what's the malacha of chopping wood? You're chopping wood on Yantif. What's the malacha of sosa? If you have a piece of wood and if you chop it to a measured size, maybe that could be mechatech, right? Cutting to a measured size. But what malacha are you doing? So says the Mishnah, as we'll see, you're not allowed to chop eitzim in a koros. It's a muksa issue. The types of beams that we're talking about are fancy beams that are used for construction, and it's muksa machmas chesron kis. It wouldn't be used for anything else. Look in the Pnei Moshe, and mevakim eitzim in a koros, hasduros al haaretz v'omdos labinyan. They're in a pile, and they're ready to be used for construction. So those are havile muksa machmas chesron kis, because you wouldn't use that. Generally, people wouldn't use construction beams for firewood, and therefore, just because you decide on yontif they want to use it, it's muksa. Ubaha af Reb Shimon modeh, and this is even Reb Shimon, right? Muksa machmas chesron kis is one of the more chamor muksas, and even Reb Shimon, who holds of less muksas, would agree to this muksa. So you can't chop wood from beams, because that's muksa machmas chesron kis. Velo min hakoresh inish Reb yontif. Or what if it's not a construction beam, right? It's a different kind of beam. Or even if it is a construction beam, but on Yontif if it broke in half, you can't use this for construction anymore. So you want to use it for firewood. No, that's the problem. The problem is it happened on Yontif. So therefore, when Yontif started, it was muksa. And therefore, as we saw earlier, yesh muksa lachatzi Yontif, or migudis katsoi ben ashmashas of Yontif is katsoi Lukulayoma. So, there's two different reasons, the first line of the Mishnah. Two different reasons why it's usser. You can't chop the wood from the koros because of muksamachavas chesser and kiss, and you can't take a koros, nishra biyantif, because that is muksa. It is a new status on yantif. We'll get to know a lot about Hashem soon. Let's just first continue. Ein mevakin, and even when you are allowed to chop wood on yantif, what if it's not the fancy type of wood of beams for construction? A mevakin lo bakardom. One is not allowed to use a regular kodom chopping instrument. Now, usually it's translated as an axe, but it's like a fancy type of axe. Velo bamagal, or a type of sickle that often cuts tvua. Velo bamagera, or a saw. Ela bakofitz. Kofitz is usually used to chop meat. So that's an unusual way of chopping, and it's not an expert way, and that's why it's allowed. So this issue might be an issue of uvdin dechol. You can't, even when you're allowed to chop, you're not allowed to chop in a way that's usually a weekday activity, or can be to give the appearance of a more serious malacha. The Karban Eidah says, stam kofitz hu sakin shel katzavim. A kofitz is a knife of butchers. Eino kli uman, right? It's not a fancy type of kli. It has a couple of sharp edges. And that's not similar to an expert type of malacha at all. Next part of the Mishnah. Bayishuhu malei peiros, if one has a house that's full of fruit. Visasan, the problem is locked, and you lost the key. So you want to get to the food, but when Yontif started, the only way to get into this house would be to break down the door. So breaking down the door is at least an Issa Durabanan, maybe even Issa Daraisa of Soser. So Bayishuhu malei peiros visasum v'nifchas, but lo and behold, on Yontif, somehow the wind was very strong, and the door got blown off, and now you could get in. Notel mimakam hapachas. One is allowed to take from that area, from the place where now it is open. You could get in, go in there, and take from the fruit. Notel mimakam hapachas. Reb Meir Omer af pokes v'lachariv notel. Reb Meir says you can even break it. You can even break down the door. You can break down the door? How could you break down the door? So the Bavli says, because we're not talking about a serious door that is cemented in. We're talking about a door that would be only an Isser Durabanan to break down, and Remeir holds to violate this Isser Durabanan. You have bricks piled on each other, not cemented together. Because it's an Isser Durabanan, Remeir would say, you could even do that, L'shem, Ochal Nefesh, to get to the food that's inside. Right? That's the Gemara in the Bavli in Beit Zadaf Lamed Aleph asks, Amai Vakasasar Ahala, how could you break it? How could you break it? It's Diras Ohel. Amar Rav Nechumi Barada, Amar Shmuel Ba'avira Delivni. You're just talking about bricks that are piled on each other, right? Rashi says, cedar shalavan and below tit. There's no cement, and that's why it is going to be allowed. That's why it's always going to be allowed. According to your mayor, you could even break it. But one second, let's talk about the first line of the Mishnah, the first line of this last case, right? What did it say? The house is full of fruit, and then the door fell down. You could go get it. Ask all the Rishonim. But why aren't they muksa? So what, that the door fell down, but when Yontif started, wasn't this Muksa Machmas Isser? In order to get to this fruit, the only way to do it is to violate an Isser. So why isn't that a problem? So, three different shitas in the Rishonim, at least. Rashi. Rashi says, and that's what the Korban Eidah here quotes from Rashi, as we just said, according to explain Rabbi Meir, the whole thing is an Issa Durabanan. An Issa Durabanan to violate, right? That you have bricks piled up without cement. So Rashi says, the Chiddush, to violate an Isser Durabanan does not create Migu Diskatsoi Ben Hashmashas. If you have a Muksa Machmas Isser, to do something, you can't violate the Isser, but it doesn't create Migu Diskatsoi. Says Rashi, there Laman Alpha and based on the Mishnah. The Loam Rinan Muksin Machmas Isser Hain. If the door falls in and now you can get to what's inside, you don't say it's Muksa Machmas Isser, and it was Usser when Yantif started, and therefore it's Usser for the whole Yantif. Why? De'ein Yachol Fachas So Be Yantif. You don't say all that. That it's muksa, and you wouldn't have been able to break it, and you're meisi echdas. Why? Since breaking it wouldn't be an isur daraisa. Kidda mukminan la ba'avir delivni, as we just explained. Lav muksa ninu. Kidda amar. Wow. Says Rashi, where do you see this? That just because something is asur drabanan, muksa machmas isur, it's muksa machmas isur at the time. But you can't violate an isur drabanan. But that's not strong enough to create Migu Diskatsoi. Where do you see that? So he quotes from the Gemara in Beitza and in Shabbos, Tevel. Tevel. Tevel, right, is an Isser Durabanan to be Mafrish. We talked about Tevel in the last year. So says the Gemara, what if you were Mafrish from Tevel? You weren't supposed to, but you were Mafrish from Tevel. So Gemara says, Muchan Eitzel Shabbos Shim Avar V'Sikno Mesukan. I want to mean Migu Diskatsoi. So says Rashi, you see from there, if it's only Usser Midurabanan to violate, then it wouldn't create Migu Diskatsoi. Tosfos does not like this. Tosfos right here, Laman Aleph on base, Tosfos says there are examples of Migu Diskatsoi even by Isurei Durabanan. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, for Pirish Rashi Nifchas Meila, V'im Tomar, my note Makam Pachas, so have you Muksa Ben Ashmashus, Migu Diskatsoi. Upirish Pekunshi, because Rashi's answer, and he does not like it. It does not have a lone hira. Damar gabi Shabbos, gabi salaf nefrochim. The Gemara talks about if you have a basket and little chicks are jumping up on the basket and going on top. If there is a chick on the basket at the time of Ben Hashmashus, migu diskatsoi. There's only nisid rabbanon of ishtam shus bebehema. Avagav dein shal muksalim idrabbanon. V'chein gabi galgal muchani sheish lamos, if there's money. So Tosa does not like Rashi's answer. So he gives two other answers. V'omer Rav Moshe. He quotes one of the Bali Tosas Rav Moshe. Delo amru ela kisha muksa eno mistalek min ha'olam. When do you say that's migu diskatsoi if the source of the muksa is still around? The money is around, the chick is around. But by tevel, once you're misakin it, there's no remnant of what made this muksa. the animal and money are still there, but here there's no remnant of what made it muksa. Sefer Dilu's Miku Diskatsoi. Wow. So the whole idea of Miku Diskatsoi is that there's a remnant, even though this basket is no longer has the item on it, but you could see it over there. So the muksa could still be remembered, so to speak. But if there's nothing left of the muksa, the status of Tevel is no longer here, then there's no Miku Diskatsoi. It's got to give a svar for that, but that's Tosfos's answer. So you have Rashi, you have Tosfos. Tosfos at the end says, maybe this is all like Rabbi Shimon, this Mishnah. And that's why there's no muksa. Less than muksa. There's no muksa according to Rabbi Shimon. Remember we said, except Moshe Shemin Shabaner, that was the only thing we said. But maybe that's another answer. But then you have the Ramban. The Ramban often goes to the fundamentals of the case and comes up with an answer that the other Rishonim then quote, but a very different answer than Ba'alei Tosfos. The Ramban says, you think about this case. Is this really muksa? The door's closed. When do you have a case of something that's muksa? Something that's muksa machmas gufo, inherently muksa. What did we talk about the past couple of shiurim, where you have fruit that are drying out? So in the interim, the fruit becomes inedible. It becomes disgusting. It becomes putrid. That's muksa. Miku diskatsoi. Here, there's nothing wrong with the fruit. You just can't get to it. Says the Ramban, the Rashba here quotes the Ramban. That's a different category. That's a different category. You don't say Miku diskatsoi if something is muksa machma, something external of it. Again, you can't get to the fruit when the door is there. But you're not going to say Miku diskatsoi there. Wow, that's a fundamental answer of the Ramban. I'm reading here from the Rashba. We don't have a Ramban on Beitza, I don't think. Aval Ramban, but we have it. He writes this in the Milchamas. But he quotes, I'll read it from the Rashba. Aval Ramban Zalpirish, Di afilu nifchas biyantif, ein haperos muksin. Machmas habayis she'ein ba'atzmon iser. It's not inherent. V'lo amru b'milchni v'ner elam ebedishin asu basas l'davar aser. Those themselves became a basis. Aval peros ha'segurim ba'bayis, but fruit that are just closed up in the house, eino maksa daito mehem, kolz macha yuchalika chosam. I'm not maksa my das from them. If I can figure out a way, if this falls down, I'm going to get to it. The fruit are inherently perfect. I just can't get to it. Below damul grogeris fitzimukin dahasam, as we said, it's not like the drying out figs and grapes that become raisins and dried out figs. Dahasam minaperis atzman hiksa. There, the fruit themselves are not designated. Bebnei shaperis baatzman einim ruuyim. The fruit themselves are not rois. That's what the Ramban quotes. That's what the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah also in his way. We haven't really quoted the Ra'ah, but we have a Ra'ah on Beitza. The Ra'ah here says, and the Flamanaf and Beis also, V'yishlomar, Dein Shloshayach L'meimar Muksa Machmas Isser, Ela K'shehen D'chuyin Ba'atzman, Sheyesh Isser Begufan. You wouldn't even call this. He goes, it's not just the way the other formulation was, that you're not going to, it's Muksa, but you're not going to say Migud Diskatsoi. But here, the Ra'ah's law shown is that maybe you wouldn't even call this Muksa Machmas Isser. There's a problem. You can't get to it in reality. But would you call that muksa machmas iser? To lo shayach lameimer muksa machmas iser ela kishen dechuyin ba'atzman sheish iser begufan. Aval kan harei hu mutarin heter gamur. They're mutar u muksharim. They are roi ela sheish alav oneis b'makam acher. You have an external problem. You can't get to it. U kimish inu yachol lahalik l'sham. It's like you can't walk. Somebody can't walk. Does that make everything outside of his reach muksa? I say a person is bound to a wheelchair. And he has nobody to push him right now. And there's fruit on the other side of the room. Right? That's muksa? Of course that's not muksa. Right? There's an external problem. So it says the Ra'ah. It's the same thing here. Nimsa she'in dihui ze machmas aperos ala machmaso. Ve'in ze miyasur muksa. Ze'n nachon ubarur. Right? This dihui is not machmas the fruit. It's machmas him. It's machmas the gavra, not the chefsa. And therefore you wouldn't say migu. This guy's sorry. This sugya reminds me a little bit. There's a parallel. We know the Gemara says in a few places that Hashem is not maybe takala ala tzaddikim. Hashem kind of gives a protective field on tzaddikim. The Gemara says this in the beginning of Maseches Gittin on Dav Zayin, that Hashem is maybe takala ala hashta behemta shal tzaddikim. Even the behemta, the animals of tzaddikim, don't fall prey to an avera. So surely the tzaddikim themselves. So the problem that the Ba'alei Tosfos and the other Rishonim ask is, we find in numerous places that Tanoa made mistakes. Right, so what do you mean that the Hashem protects them? Right, with the Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara in Shabbos says that he tilted the candle, and or maybe he was about to, but according to one Gersi, he tilted the candle. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba killed an Eid Zomim improperly. So what do you mean? How can you say Hashem is, doesn't Hashem protect? So Rabbi Natam says in a few Tosfasim and Shas that only by food items. It means Hashem protects that a tzaddik shouldn't eat something not kosher. Amar Rabbi Natam, this is Gittin Dav Zayin, de lo parech ela gabi midi da achila, to genai hu litzadik sheochal davar iser. Right, for a tzaddik to eat a davar iser, that's the problem. Limited to food items. The other answer, the Ramban gives another answer. The Ramban and Chulin Dav Zayin, it's Gittin Dav Zayin and Chulin Dav Zayin. The Ramban gives an answer. The issue is only that tzaddik, Hashem protects a tzaddik from being machshil others. Then they themselves, everybody does averus. Everybody does averus. Right? So what do you mean that, the shogeg's mazid? So, in Adam, in tzaddik ba'aretz yesh yasdo v'lo yachta. So it means he'll prevent, a tzaddik from being machshil others in averus. That's what the, v'rabbeinu nero, the Ramban quotes. Pemtat shal tzaddikim min ha-kadosh baruch hu mevitakal al-acherim al-yadam. Kechamor shor pinchas ben yair, that's the sugya there, shor ilo haisa mitzuva bekach. It's the second answer. The Ramban quotes the third answer. Shogeg versus Mazid. If somebody's Mazid doing an Avera, that's it. They're doing an Avera. Hashem's not going to protect them from all tzaddikim. The Yesh Latarets, She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala letzaddikim klau b'shogeg. Sheba letar mesayin oso. Ava Rabbi Yishmael p'shiyah haisa lo bedavar. Shlo chashash lo devrei chaverav lahachmir. V'chulu, and he continues, there's a difference between shogeg and mazid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, v'simna kodesh baruch hu, right, he has other answers given. Why am I quoting this? Because of that, getting back to Tosas. So Tosas quotes that has to do with dvarim shal achila. Dvarim shal achila. But says Tosas, but wait a minute, doesn't the Gemara say in Psachim that Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba by mistake ate before Havdalah? He ate before Havdalah. And, maybe, someone else also ate on Yom Kippur, right? So those are Dvarim Shal Achila. So says Tosfos, those are inherently not kosher. There, it's just the Zman is Goreim that you can't eat, right? Food, it's not Machalos Asuro, so to speak, on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur says you can't eat. Is this not kosher? L'chora, it's in the Gavr, not the Chefsa. And also by Avdallah. By Avdallah, eating before Avdallah, that's not inherent in the item. It's just that the time. So it's a similar type of idea that the Ramban says. Ramban says it's an external. It's not a status of the item itself. It's just an external problem that you can't get to it. So too, that's the Deah there in Tosfos. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah. It says the Gemara. Emavakan etzim minakoros v'lo minakorosh inishbra. So what did the Mishnah say? You're not allowed to chop wood from boards ready for construction, because that's muksa machmas chesron kis. Or, even if a board breaks on Yantif, you can't chop it, because when Yantif started, it was muksa. So, hadadat amar b'korshish rabbi yantif. This is only if it broke on yantif. Aval b'korshish rabbi erev yantif mutter. But if the board had broken before yantif, so already when yantif started, it wasn't designated for construction because it's broken, then it's mutter. But this is only b'shein shbahem toar kli. If it is no longer usable for construction. Aval yeshal a toar kli. But if it still is used, could be used for construction. Afilu nish rabbi erev yantif aser. Even if it broke for Erev Yantif, so it's not as big as it used to be, but if it's still used for construction when Yantif started, then it's still Muksa. And I wouldn't be able to chop it on Yantif. I wouldn't be able to chop it on Yantif. There are many different categories of Nolad. Maybe we'll talk about that next time, but this is one of them that has a new status on Yantif. Tini says the Brisa. Sukos te'enim, ubohen te'enim. What if I brought in a couple of branches of fig trees? There are figs on them, but it's the branches and the figs. Machbados vein behin tamarim, or I bring in a bunch of dates on branches. Sheikh Nisan la'ochlan, I brought it in to eat. Ochlan be yantif. If I brought this in to eat, then it's food. So there's no issue. You could eat it on yantif. But Sheikh Nisan la'etzim, what if I brought these in to be used for firewood? So then, in Ochlan be yantif, then you can't use them for yantif, because that's changing the status. Changing the status of what you had collected them for. Period. Let's start this sugya, and we'll have to continue. Rav says, you're allowed to use fire. Let's say you have a wooden kli, and all of a sudden on Yantif, you need some fuel. You want to put it into the fire. You're allowed to put it into the fire? Yes, because it's a kli, so it's not muksa. You can use it for anything you want. So masikin bekelim, you're allowed to heat up your house with kelim. Vein masikin b'shever kelim, but you can't heat up your house with a shever kli that broke on Yantif, because when Yantif started, it was a kli. It had a use. Now all of a sudden it becomes unusable. it became unusable. So now it's nolad, it's a new status, so it's moksa. So you can't use it for anything. This is, when do we say it's usur to heat with shivrei kalim? That's only if something broke on yantiv. Because when yantiv started, it had a certain purpose. Now it has a different purpose. But if the kli already broke on erev yantiv, so already when yantiv started, this was not usable as a kli, so it was only usable for, let's say, fuel, firewood, then it's okay. Then it's mutter. And this is also, again, vish'ein aleim toar kli. Only if they don't have the same status as they had originally. Aval yesh alhem toar kli. But if the broken kli still could be used as a kli, afilu nishru b'yantiv mutter. If I have a kli and it broke on yantiv, but it still is usable, so it's still not muksa. So if it's still not muksa, then I'm able to use it for any reason, any purpose that I want, including putting it into the fire. Period. Again, there's different statuses of nolad and not nolad, but we'll continue with that next time.